Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m.
And also on Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on gtownradio.com.
But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to come back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April. And by November, December, I had high blood pressure. And I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian. And boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge. Just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway. But if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do this. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week.
Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. So last week, I talked about I fainted. I was dehydrated all day long. First time I fainted in my life. And I passed out. What I was not ready for was the recovery period. And trying to get back out there. I did do bed rest for a week. So this show is about listening to your body. I do have to say that I did take heed initially. I rested for a week. Didn't realize how long it was going to take. Drank a lot of fluids. Had a lot of friends and family giving me all kinds of nudges and nags and reminders to drink water. So I rested for a week. Friday I went out walking. I was good to go. I took a friend with me because it was the first time I was out exercising after the whole incident and the mild concussion and the passing out, that whole thing. And I was good. The next day, Saturday, I did. Saturday in Philadelphia was clean your yard, clean your neighborhood, participated in that with Girl Trek. Shout out to Girl Trek. And today, Sunday, I had organized a cleanup of our gardens at G-Town Radio, our studio. And, okay, I did a little bit too much. So it's important to remember whether you have a sports injury or me. I was dehydrated. I fainted about going slow. Today, I just cleaned up G-Town, came back, and I've been spent all day. So I'm here with our guest this week, Carolyn Massey. Hey, Carolyn.
Hi, Renee. How are you this evening?
I'm exhausted. We're not even going to go there. Carolyn was actually, she was coming to the event that I was at when I fainted, so she got there just in time to see me being wheeled out in the ambulance going to the ER. She saw kind of the condition I was in.
Yeah, Renee was kind of out of it and trying to put on a good face for everybody and give the thumbs up that she was going to be okay if she was on her way to the ambulance. But I could tell she was not her normal perky self, especially for that day. It's a very, very special event for her and for Wah, and she was being a real good trooper, but I could tell something was really not quite right with her health.
And Wah is Women Against Abuse. Anyone that knows me knows that that's my social platform, domestic violence. So this was their annual fundraiser. I was all decked out. I had my purple colors on for domestic violence by Purple Hills. I was the best dressed person in the ER. But they quickly fixed that and gave me a lovely hospital gown. And because I couldn't walk around with my purple heels on, they gave me those ugly footies. I went from black tie to hospital garb.
Very quickly. You still look good in it though, Renee.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
She's so lying to me right now, but we'll let that go. But when I talked to Carolyn this morning, I was still fired up from leaving G-Town Radio. But what I was not prepared for was listening to my body. I quickly just went to, I just need to sleep all day.
You know what? I always find when I'm sick, when I wake up first thing in the morning, especially if I've had a cold, I wake up first thing in the morning, I feel really good for a few hours. And I tell myself, I can go to work. I get dressed, take a shower. And by the time I've done all that, expended all that energy, and I go to work for about an hour or so, I'm totally exhausted. And I realize I should have listened to my body and stayed in bed because I'm not fully healed. I think you wake up, maybe a little bit of adrenaline's going. You're happy to be able to do something, go to work. You've rested for at least hopefully 8 hours, so you feel good, but you're still not 100%. And I know it's hard for a lot of adults, especially in the environment in which we work and live today, to just kind of do nothing. You have to tell yourself it's totally okay to do nothing and let your body heal. So one of the ways your body heals itself is when you're asleep, the mitochondria in your cells go to work and they repair your body and it makes it all better. You really need to just rest and eat good foods and keep yourself hydrated. But you don't want to go overboard with the hydration and say maybe drink a lot of energy drinks where you might get too much of the electrolytes in your body and get that out of balance. But just kind of do it in moderation and maybe stick to water.
And I have to say she's speaking directly to me there because I've been going crazy on the Gatorade and the Powerade. Low sugar, of course, the Powerade Zero, and still not drinking enough water.
So we got to figure out how to get you a foolproof method to get water in your body all day.
I found this app that sends me messages reminding me to drink water.
How's that working out for you?
Next.
What's next?
I don't know. It might have to be tying them to my body or something, so I'm tired of carrying them around.
Well, we tried that when you were walking. We had two bottles tied to your body. And how many did you drink while you were walking last Friday?
Okay, this conversation is getting way too personal. I need to drink more water. But what I found today was after I came back from the studio, I was really hyped when I talked to Carolyn. And during the course of that 30-40 minute conversation, at the end of that conversation, I was sinking into the sofa. So from about 10 o'clock this morning, 11, she's whispering again. This is radio. From about 11 until about 5:30 when my phone rang, I slept all day. I am physically spent. Obviously, I tried to do too much. I did not listen to my body. I was so happy to be active again. I was so happy to be able to get out there and exercise again that I just went to my normal speed of go. And unfortunately,
what happened when you did that? What happened to you today?
My body reminded me who was in charge.
And how did it do that?
It was not me. I was sleeping all day. I came down a couple times, tried to eat healthy, and just literally slept like a small child.
That's good. Your body took over.
My body took over, and I'm not used to my body taking over. I am in charge of my domain.
But you had to heed the words of your body.
Yes,
today.
Yes.
So did you feel better after your sleep this evening when you woke up?
I still need to get probably another day. I need a day of just turning
rest.
Off all electronics, not responding, trusting that the world's still going to be there.
It will still be there.
If I don't participate. Are you sure? I'm not sure.
It's still going to be there, rotating 17 miles per second squared.
Okay. All righty. I'm not even sure what to say to that because my brain is dead. But it's easier with a sports injury because a sports injury, we know that our foot's in a cast or there's pain involved. But sometimes exhaustion, you still have to listen to your body.
Now, does this have any impact on your blood pressure or your diabetes? Do you know? Have you talked to your doctor about that?
I did talk to my doctor about that.
And what did she say?
Listen to my body.
She told you to heed the warning of your body.
Yes, yes,
so rest, rest.
But I have an S on my chest.
We're going to take it off for a while.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
it'll be okay. We'll put it in a safe place.
My body said, S or not, I don't care who you are, you're going down.
And you went down.
I went down. So now my recovery period is longer.
Longer.
And we all know what that feels like, whether you have a cold or flu and you try to do too much. Or whether you are, whatever your ailment is, if you don't give yourself proper time to heal, it makes your recovery longer.
Longer. And then once you are healed, still want to ease into your activities.
I did ease. But then I just went go.
You got to stop the go.
Oh, okay. So, all of this is to say, please listen to your body. Drink water. Hit me up on social media. Renee, did you drink water today? Just welcome to the nagging club. But I do need to drink more water.
Yes,
and I
had
mostly Powerade today. Healthy food and not much water.
So tonight, we're going to drink some water.
Yes, I'm going to drink water. It's going to be my new life. Water, water, water.
Water everywhere.
Yes, and recovery. Make sure you listen to your body. Because my body said, you're not doing anything. You can ignore your calendar. Because what I was not prepared for was listening to my body. I am physically exhausted. Well, I thank you for appearing on Healthy Moments.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on your show, Renee.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris-Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health.